Kentucky basketball has made the top six for the number one player in the 2024 recruiting class. And if Kentucky lands this kid, it could be their biggest signing in a while.
You are Locked On Kentucky, your daily podcast on the Kentucky Wildcats. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, what is going on, Big Blue Nation? Welcome on in to Locked On Kentucky, your daily Kentucky Wildcats podcast. I'm your host, Lance Dahl, writer for Sports Illustrated for various SEC-related things. But on this podcast, we take a dive into all things Kentucky athletics. Today's episode is brought to you by Bird Dogs. You can go to birddogs.com/lockedoncollege, and when you enter the promo code LOCKEDONCOLLEGE, they'll throw in a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti style tumbler with every order. On today's episode of Locked On Kentucky, we are going to be discussing Trey Johnson. Some of you are asking about him, asking me to give my thoughts on him. Kentucky has officially made the cut, one of his top six schools. The Wildcats are going to discuss what he is, going to discuss what he could be for Kentucky, because I think there's a pretty direct comparison to a former Kentucky Wildcat that we can make with Mr. Johnson. Thank you so much for making Locked On Kentucky your first listen every single day. Want to remind everybody out there that we are free and available on all platforms. If you're watching on YouTube, would really appreciate it if you subscribe to the show. If you're listening on podcast, follow along wherever you're listening and make sure to give the show a review. Would love to see what you have to say about the podcast. So let's go ahead and get into it. Trey Johnson, the number one player in the 2024 recruiting class. He is a shooting guard, and it's about as pure of a shooting guard as you're going to see in any recruiting class. I am very, very impressed with what this kid has displayed in the high school ranks and what he's been able to put on tape. 6'5", 180 pounds. I'm going to go ahead and throw the comparison out there so that you and I can kind of have a conversation about this in the YouTube comments or on the socials at Locked On UK. This kid is Devin Booker. I mean, the 24/7 sports comparison for him is Booker. You go and watch this kid. He plays like Booker. He is about as pure of a two as you will ever see coming out of high school. Beautiful game. I mean, if you love college basketball, you love NBA basketball, and you like to see guys that can spot up and shoot and have a little bit of length to them as well, it is an incredible, incredible scene whenever Trey Johnson gets on the basketball court to do his thing. So my analysis, I'll break that down first before I read off 24/7 Sports, Brandon Jenkins, his analysis of this kid. I know that I've used this word a lot whenever talking about high school recruits, and I know that we just talked about, I believe it was Flory Badunga, if that's how you pronounce his name. I'm terrible at pronouncing names, but I described as one of the more impressive and dominant players I had seen just based on his shot blocking ability, and I said he's one of the most impressive players that we've talked about on this show. I think Trey Johnson takes the cake. He is about as fluid a prospect as I have seen coming out of high school that Kentucky has a shot at in the past few years. And I'm not saying fluid, and I'm not going to use the buzzwords just to say them. I think they truly do apply if you go and watch this kid's tape. When it comes to shooting, Kentucky has had some really good shooters come through their program over the past decade or so. This kid, Trey Johnson, is special. If you go and look at not just his decision-making when he decides to take shots, not just his range, which I think you will see clearly in some of his highlight videos when he's on the EYBL circuit, but his form, I mean, it is about as clean and straightforward and textbook as you can get from a high school kid. It's like Tyler Hero. It's like Devin Booker. I mean, he just is. I don't know how to describe it other than that. It's just incredible. Every single time I saw this kid take a shot in transition or wide open, I'm just watching his form, and I was literally watching his highlight videos. I'm like, yes, 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 yes. Beautiful, perfect execution. Whenever Tyler Hero was here at Kentucky, it was just something that's actually color analysts continue to say is like, that's textbook. That's perfect. That's a beautiful jump shot. Trey Johnson doesn't just have the 3-point stroke, but he's also got the mid-range. This kid's crafty in the mid-range, making really difficult shots, I'm not going to lie to you, whether it be fadeaways, whether it be leaning in, finding positioning against a player in getting closer to the paint, and then finishing with floaters and such. It's a really, really nice arsenal that this kid has. And again, very similar to Devin Booker. Now, is it as explosive as Devin Booker? I would not say that Trey Johnson is particularly fast. He does not play, and whenever I say that, I don't mean he doesn't have speed. I'm saying he doesn't play with, it's not a violent playing style. It's not like DJ Wagner. I'm going to drive to the basket. I'm getting downhill. I'm going to get a layup. I'm playing aggressively. I'm playing you more physical. Johnson has a more floaty play style. He just plays light, which is really nice to see out of a kid that's 6'5". And he's not like, I'm going to beat you by being quicker than you. It's I'm going to beat you by just simply knocking down the shot, getting better positioning. It's very, very fluid. It's just, he seems to have a really good feel for getting to his spots and executing really consistently. I mean, you go and watch this kid's highlights. I mean, he's finding the bottom of the net and nothing else. On a lot of different shots that he takes, whether it be in transition, whether it be in a half-court setting. He can shoot over his opponent in an isolation situation, something that Kentucky has not had in a hot minute. I think Rob Dillingham is probably going to be a solid player for Kentucky in that department this season. I think DJ Wagner is also going to be a really solid player for Kentucky when it comes to ISO outside shooting. This may be the most coming out of high school. It's so crazy just to watch him play and get to his spots and just continuously knock down jumper after jumper after jumper. It's so pure. It's just pure. I really would like to see, and this is something that 24/7 notes, there are a couple of instances in his highlights where he is facing pressure. He's facing hedges on screens. He's facing traps, and he gets out of it. He's able to create, but I want to see how that translates to the collegiate game, because I think that a more physical team would be able to slow him down a little bit. I'm curious to see, because of his somewhat patient playing style, I would be curious to see how he approaches a more difficult task from a more difficult defense in college, which obviously he's got another year to develop here in high school. I think he's probably going to put on a little bit more weight that's not needed. I don't think he needs it, but I'm only assuming he's going to, just based on the fact that he's going to grow. But this is about as good of a prospect out there that I've seen in terms of just pure scoring. He is really, 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 really good at what he does. You don't really see a lot when it comes to the defensive end for this kid. But at the end of the day, I mean, if he's shooting as well as he does and he's playing as well as he does, he is somebody that could immediately step in and be a very high draft pick after a season with the Wildcats. You look at the players in the race for Trey Johnson's services, it's six really solid schools right now. In case I didn't mention it, he is from Dallas, Texas. So he is going to obviously be recruited by quite a few Texas schools. A few here made the top six. So Kentucky made it. As I mentioned, Texas is in here. Arkansas is in here. Kansas is in here. Alabama and Baylor are the other two. You look around, you see who's in the front for this for his services. Some folks say Baylor. Some folks say Texas. Some folks say it's either going to be Kentucky or Baylor. He took a visit to the Wildcats back on, I believe it was January 27th. Yeah, January 27th earlier this year. The Wildcats are firmly in this race. Do they get him over a school like Baylor or a school like Texas? I'm not sure, but if they're able to pull it off over Rodney Terry, over Baylor, over Alabama, who I think would be another really good landing spot for Trey Johnson, that would be huge. It would be very, very huge for Kentucky if they were able to land this kid. This would be the best NBA ready prospect that the Wildcats have had in at least three seasons. I think this would be a really, really good pickup for Kentucky. This is somebody that you can ride all the way into March if he's able to score like he has, or at least if he's shown the ability to do some really special things in his high school film. So he would be somebody I would be very, very excited about picking up. Right now, again, Andrew Slater on Twitter says that this is a Baylor-Kentucky battle. I don't know what to believe. I think that it's one of the six schools. At the end of the day, we're just going to have to wait a little bit longer to get some more information on what's going on here. I'll talk with who I can talk to. I don't really think that there's a whole lot to grab here right now. But if you've got any thoughts on Trey Johnson, because I know some of you were asking about him, I'm very, very excited about this kid's game. You can leave that in the YouTube comments below. If you're listening on podcast, at Locked On UK on Twitter is where you can find me. So I think we're going to move along here to a topic that we've kind of hit on a few times on the show already. Oscar Tshiebwe, he has now worked his way through one of the NBA draft combine scrimmages. I'm going to give my thoughts on it. I'm going to be straightforward with you now. I don't really think he did a lot to change his trajectory in this draft, and I'll explain why in a second. Before we do that, though, I want to tell you guys about our new sponsor of the show, Bird Dogs. So, in case you don't know who Bird Dogs are, they are a company that makes really comfortable shorts and pants. I'm not going to stand up here while we're on YouTube because you wouldn't be able to hear me if I stand up, and it's kind of awkward, but I'm currently wearing a pair of shorts that Bird Dogs sent me. They are these gray shorts with these nice light blue inline. They've got a really, really nice seam to them. Very, very comfortable. I'm going to try and not sell this to you like it's just like, oh, it's just another thing that we've got here. I've had friends that use Bird Dogs in the past that have really, really enjoyed their pants and shorts that have actually tried to get me to try them myself before. My dad, believe it or not, is a huge proponent of these. I really do enjoy the two pairs that they sent me, Bird Dogs. They sent me a gray pair, and then they also sent me this really, really nice kind of coral color on the inside of these light blue shorts. Both very, very cool, very summery. And I think the biggest thing that I could take away from these that I've had these for a few days now. I've already worn both pairs to a few different things. I would say that the versatility is the biggest thing for me, because they look like shorts that you could wear at the beach. They look like shorts that you could wear or pants that you could wear at a meeting. They're very, very comfortable, and they're very, very versatile in the different things that you can do with them. They're not just set for one individual occasion. I really enjoy these. I'm going to be using these a lot throughout the summer. Very, very comfortable, very cool. They hug you, but it's not like in a constraining way. Like, for instance, I got shorts that I thought, oh no, these may actually be a little bit too small for me, but they fit perfectly. They are just really, really comfortable, and I did not expect it. Bird Dogs, a very high quality company that makes some really high quality shorts. Very impressed with them. Probably going to be ordering some more as birthday presents. I'm not even a bit for some friends and family here throughout the summer. And if you want to try these out, which I would strongly encourage you to do, you can go to birddogs.com/lockedoncollege. And when you enter promo code LockedOnCollege, they'll throw in a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti style tumbler with every order. It's actually sitting on my kitchen table right now. I need to go get it. I should have brought this in. I'm actually not a bit. I'm going to use these whenever I go to work out here after I'm done recording the show, and I'm going to use the tumbler as well. So birddogs.com/lockedoncollege. If you go and use the promo code LockedOnCollege, free Yeti style tumbler with every order. Thank you so much to Bird Dogs for sponsoring today's episode. All right, continuing along here on the Wednesday edition of Locked On Kentucky, Lance Dahl hanging out here with you. Really appreciate you watching the show. If you like what you hear, if you like what you see, subscribe wherever you're listening to, whether that be on YouTube, whether that be on podcast. Again, wherever you get your podcast, we are there. I really appreciate everybody that has hopped on the train to join the ride here through the summer. I'm going to have a lot of content where I want you guys to engage, going to ask you questions, going to be asking you different things about Kentucky players of the past, Kentucky players of the future. Going to have a lot of different things that you can engage with and kind of discuss here as we get into the offseason. That will likely be coming up in the next few weeks, so make sure you subscribe, stick around. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I really appreciate everybody that has hopped on thus far. So Oscar Tshiebwe participated in the 5-on-5 scrimmages in the NBA Draft Combine, and he had a solid performance. But when you look at the numbers, when you look at what actually happened, if you were able to watch it, I don't think that there was a lot here to take away and say, okay, this raised his draft stock this much. I think he kind of played like he did at Kentucky with some former solid college prospects. He actually went up against Drew Timmy for this game. He did not play well at the beginning of it, but then he was able to kind of assert himself, do what he normally does, which is grab rebounds and get putbacks. So Oscar Tshiebwe in this game, 10 points, 16 rebound double-double as a starter on his team, might I add. And somebody on Twitter, Brandon Ramsey actually of KSR, I'll pull it up here for you real quick. He said something that I essentially don't really know. I don't really know how else I could have phrased it. He phrased it perfectly. He said, performing well at the NBA draft combine can do nothing but help his draft stock. But I will say Oscar Tshiebwe didn't exactly show anything that scouts don't already know. And that's kind of what I want to hit on here real quick. Ramsey also said he's an elite rebounder that is otherwise relatively limited. Today, in theory, shouldn't change much. And yeah, pretty straightforward. So Kentucky had a really, really solid rebounder, a very dominant player that was able to assert himself in the paint on the offensive end more often than not, despite his size. One of you commented and made a point that they measured him at 6'8", and if that was measured in shoes, then he's more like 6'7", which is really, really impressive whenever you think about it, that Tshiebwe is able to do what he is able to do at his size. I don't think they measured him in shoes, but I could be wrong there. And if I am wrong, then it's just more impressive what Tshiebwe was able to do as a rebounder. But he's a dominant force in one category. And when you look at the rest of his game, I don't think you see the word that we've continued to use that would make him more valuable as a prospect in the big leagues. Versatility. He's not a versatile forward. He's not a versatile big. And I think the fact that he is 6'8 makes you want to put him, we talked about this on yesterday's show, it makes you want to put him at power forward. But what has he shown that can lead you to believe he can play the four? He can't handle the ball that well. He can't distribute the ball that well. He's not a great defensive player. He doesn't move well. He's not very good at communicating whenever he is in a bad position. He gets scored on a lot. Drew Timmy took advantage of that in isolation. He's a taller player with a better move set that can back somebody down and score. Drew Timmy can do that. There's a lot of players in the NBA that can do that as well. Tshiebwe lacks the height and the defensive ability to make a splash at the next level. Now, he's good at Kentucky. If he comes back to Kentucky, you know what he's going to do. He's going to average 15 to 16 a game again. He's going to grab rebounds. He's going to be a very talented force, I guess, for the Wildcats for another year. But he's not an NBA player, not one that plays significant minutes. He's a role player. I think that could be very valuable to a team that wants to utilize him. It's a weird way to say that, Lance. That wants to utilize him in certain situations. How valuable that makes him as a draft prospect, I don't know. Right now, I think you're looking at him being somebody that can be taken in the second round. Late second round because of his ability to rebound. But again, I just don't know if this scrimmage really showed anything that we don't already know about him. And does it really move the needle? I don't know. It certainly didn't move in the wrong direction. I think that he proved that he is what he is, but does it really change anything? I don't think so. The fact that he was able to shoot 12 of 25 just a couple of days ago on threes in his process throughout this time here at the combine, that's great. 48% is great. Can you do that in a real game situation? I don't know. He didn't take a three, if I'm not mistaken. He had a mid-range shot that was kind of like swatted from behind in this one. So we didn't really get to see, again, versatility. He's a slower player. On top of that, he was the second slowest at the combine. Not great to see out of somebody that doesn't have the size to play center. I mean, I'm just going to just be straightforward with you. Just does not have the size to play center. This is not what you want to see out of your big men. So Oscar Tshiebwe played like he did at Kentucky. If he comes back, I'm not knocking him saying that he's a bad player. I'm saying that he's a great player at Kentucky. He's a great player at the collegiate level, but I don't even think he's a starter or a consistent bench player on an NBA squad. He could end up proving me wrong. I don't know. We've seen really good prospects come through Kentucky, play decently or play well, and then play really well at the NBA level because they're able to develop a little bit further. I just don't know. I don't know if he's shown enough to indicate to me that he's capable of taking that next step and then therefore becoming a higher draft prospect because of it. He didn't show anything that wowed me. So if you've got any thoughts on that, if you've got any thoughts on Shibue or Chris Livingston in the NBA draft process, you can leave that in the YouTube comments below. And that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Kentucky. You can follow the show on Twitter at Locked On UK. You can follow me on Twitter at LanceDaw_. You can follow the show over on Instagram. That is at Kentucky Podcast. Questions, comments, concerns, leave them in the comments. Hit me on the socials. I will see you all tomorrow for another episode of Locked On Kentucky. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and God bless.